I used to be an adventurer like you, and I took an arrow in the knee.
Aloha, everybody. Welcome to episode number 16 of Troll Scroll, an Elder Scrolls Online podcast. And boy, are you in for a treat tonight. We have a different format for tonight's episode of Troll Scroll, a debate format. We're going to call it episode 16, The Great Debate. How original. Good movie. If you haven't seen it, Denzel Washington, Oscar nominee for Best Actor this past year. He was in that movie. Great movie. Check it out. Without further ado, let me introduce my debatees for this evening. Ladies first, Sophie Brekka.
Hi, guys. I'm looking Aloha. Forward to debate, right?
No.
No.
Sophie, do you have a... So you're looking forward to the debate? Are you excited?
Very excited.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous? Are you scared?
No, I'm like flaming. I'm just going to, you know, destroy everyone here.
Oh, and alongside her, we have Dan the Man, a.k.a. the Grizzly Bear.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Not that much.
You ready?
I mean, out of the other two debaters, I'm definitely the least knowledgeable, but I'm ready to go. I ain't scared. I'm never scared.
Yeah, we know, Dan.
Wow, you just built great credibility.
Don't take anything Dan says seriously.
Well, Dan, that's promising intro to your wow. And last but certainly not least, my fellow Michigander, that French guy, Timé Laperriere.
Hey.
Hey.
You ready? Are you prepared?
After what Sophie said, no. And
oh wow.
Yeah.
That's yeah. So. This is something we got from a sort of a request. This was a request from a fan. So we do take our fans seriously. They wanted us to do a show devoted to debating the top three most controversial things related to the Elder Scrolls Online that is currently the most debated topics, not only within the player community, but also amongst press and everyone. So this is our Troll Scroll episode devoted to debating these three topics between all three hosts. Let's get this started. Our first topic is very controversial. And, just before we start, I want to also add that we are having this debate based on information that we know, okay? So we don't know for sure if some of this stuff is going to pan out officially like this once the game does release, but from what we currently know, this is what our debate is going to be based off of regarding these topics, okay? So, as I was saying, our first topic is multi-guilding. Multi-guilding in the Elder Scrolls Online. Pretty crazy notion, being in more than one guild. Sophie, why do you think multi-guilding is a wonderful idea?
All right. Well, I mean, guys, just look at the guild drama things that we have in so many other games. The main point that I have is that people will be able to join multiple guilds because there's not going to be like pressure, rejection issues. Like, why did you join these guys? You know, I thought you were my friend. And also because, you know, racial issues, if they have account-wide, you know, guilds, and you have a racial guild, you won't be able to explore all of it. And also,
okay,
yeah, we said okay. And also, because of the social needs, like if you have old friends you've been playing ages with, but you also want to meet new people, new guild, you know, for your needs, for your raids and whatnot. So, hey, that's my thought.
Sure. Tim LaPerriere, other end of the table.
Well, Sophie, you said that there wouldn't be any guild drama, but unfortunately, as a guild leader, I know, in fact, that there would be guild drama between guilds, simply because having one member in one guild and then having that same member in another guild would cause animosity between the guild and that specific member. It also takes away from guild community, it takes away from being a part of a family, and it takes takes away from what really makes a guild a guild. It makes, instead of guilds being unique and, you know, kind of being their own entity, everybody's connected. That kind of takes away and defeats the purpose of being a guild, because guilds are a group of players that are like-minded and like playing with each other. So, defeats the purpose.
Interesting. Good, good, good. Dan the man.
Well, Tom, I think that multi-guilding should happen, because let's say you have two different friends, they don't know each other and they don't want to be friends with each other or something like that. And one joins one guild and one joins the other, and you like playing with both of them equally. So you can't join both. You couldn't, if you, this was the other way around, you wouldn't be able to join both guilds. But with multi-guilding, you can. So if you have a friend that's good at PvP, you can PvP with him. Or if you want to PvE with your other friend in the other guild, you can go and do that.
Well, why can't you play? Well, hold on a sec. Why can't you play with the other friend in the different guild? You know what I'm saying? You can still play with other players, right?
No, some guilds are like drama-like. Why did you play with that guy? You don't like me anymore. QQ. I mean, it's always like that. If you, you know, yeah.
Exactly. Which is why being in a guild, a single guild, is better than being in multiple guilds, because then people aren't fighting over other guilds, guild members. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want people. Guilds already have enough drama as it is, all right? And if they have to fight over members that they share, it just adds to the tension. We don't need tension.
Well, what if a guild has a certain requirement that they don't want to fulfill and play that all the time, as in high elf only? What if they don't want to play that? They can go and join another guild where they can be another race that they like
then
to be.
Then roll an alt and play a different character.
In a different guild.
Huh?
Well, it just...
If you roll a different alt, you have to be in a different guild, like, because you can't be in that guild with a high elf.
It really depends, guys, how they're going to do guilds, because if you remember Guild Wars, they had account-wide guilds. So if you have only one guild, then your whole account is on it, you know, and, like, what are you going to do if you're like us, you know, an high elf guild? Are you stuck being an high elf? You know, if you have multiple guilds, you can explore everything, and say you're casual players. You have this one guild. It's your guild of friends, you know, but they don't PvP, or they're not good at something, but they're your friends, and you're like, stay with us, please, you know? And, I mean, they suck at the game. Okay, let's face it. You want to group with other people. It's just normal. Like, you're able to do it. Guild with these guys and go for it.
Well, you still have the ability to group with other people. You just, whether or not you're in their guild or not, I mean, you can still make friends outside of your guild that are within your faction, and you can still group with them. I mean, that happens all the time. In plenty of games, I've done that. You don't have to be in somebody's guild to group with them. I just think that it takes away from the uniqueness of being a part of a guild. It takes away the identity of what a guild really is. Because, I mean, if you're in every guild possible, what's the point of having a guild?
Wow. Wow. All right. Good deal. That was our first sort of debate.
Okay.
That was our first debate on multi-guilding. And it's sort of hard to debate that topic, especially since we know very little information about multi-guilding right now. It's very vague.
Well, Tom, what do you think about it?
Oh, I think everyone knows that I'm against it. I think it's going to cause drama, and it dilutes guild members. You know, if you're in a guild, if you have guild members in your guild, it dilutes that guild member's time that they play and be active in your guild, because they're trying to be active in more than one guild. And I feel like being in a guild is... I'm trying to think of a good analogy to do this. It's like going to school. That's a terrible freaking analogy. You can't juggle more than one guild at once. It's like trying to juggle two jobs, two full-time jobs. And that's not a good analogy either, because it makes it sound like it's hardcore only guilds. But I just feel like...
It's like trying to juggle two relationships, okay?
It's trying
like
to juggle two relationships. There we
you
go.
You can't
wow.
have two girlfriends because, well...
But you can.
One gets more jealous than the other.
Whoa. You just have to have dumb ones.
Wow.
This is a completely different debate.
There we go.
What are you saying? The guilds are dumb?
Sorry, Dad.
No, if you Sorry. Pick a guild that doesn't have a smart leader, then you can juggle them both easy.
How?
Wow.
It doesn't All mean right. that I, the feelings of animosity are going to be there.
Dad's going downhill right now.
You can have a dumb leader, sure, but that doesn't mean the other people in the guild are also as dumb as the leader, and they're still going to feel pissed off that you're focusing your time on another guild. That's what it comes down
not,
to.
It's not even
but
all about
to
the leader.
You don't have to tell them that, though.
It's not even all about the leader.
You
so.
Hide it from
right.
them.
You just
oh,
play
you just
in their guild.
Okay.
Hey, that you brought up the girlfriend analogy. That's how you would do that.
I'm just saying it's not a good idea to do that because
that's
you're lying.
That,
you're living.
Well, that was the whole point of the entire right. analogy that Tim made is
oh.
juggling two relationships.
Is
it a
thing.
Good idea?
Well, we're talking about guilds
thing.
Here.
I agree.
You know, you want a PvP, go with the PvP guild. You don't want a PvE, go with PvE guild. It's not like you're married, you know, to a guild.
Right. And if you want to do both, then find a guild that does both.
But what if your friend joins a different guild?
Well, then play with him, but don't join their guild.
Yeah. But what if you want to be guild mates?
Well, then quit the guild that you're currently in and go join his guild.
Yeah.
Whatever
but
happens, there's going to be drama.
Tough luck.
Either way.
Wow.
Well, what if you want to do both? Well, you got to make up your mind then.
Yeah.
Well, that's not... If you want to play the game, you want to get everything out of it. So if you want to PvE and PvP, then...
Then find
join a guild
that
does
both.
Legion's recruiting, by the way. All right, so let's move on to our next topic. This is probably the most controversial topic of them all. Faction locked territories. Aldmeri Dominion players will be locked in Aldmeri Dominion zones. Ebonheart Pact players will be locked in Ebonheart Pact zones. Sagarval Covenant, etc., etc. Ladies first.
Okay.
Explain why it's a great idea.
I basically think that factions should be locked because it just makes sense. And the whole story is lore, you know? Guys, remember, they're at war. You're not just going to go walk in freely and say, hey, I just want to explore. I mean, it just does not work. And, I mean, just the fact that it's at war, you should not even be able to enter. You know, the only way I would accept that you can enter is if they have, you know, a lot of people have mentioned it, you know, I'm not telling you anything new, but instead of having a wall, you know, hey, you can't go further, they put a bunch of, you know, unkillable NPCs, archer, you know, and hey, if you go there, you know, it's at your own risk, you're going to get killed, you know, on that side. So, hey, they either shoot you or nuke you, but I'm not really into the whole, like, let's go explore everything. I can even go around villages. I can go gank PvP or PvEers, you know. People that XP level 1 guys, I just go to their faction and I kill them. It just takes off the whole realism for me, for the game.
Tim.
Exploration. It's very key in MMOs, and it's one of the main pillars in most MMOs. And without being able to explore the entire game and being forced to roll an alt, that takes away, I think, the experience for other players. Yes, they're at war, but, I mean, if you're at war, doesn't it make sense to attack where all the people are being trained, so to speak? You know what I'm saying? Like, new recruits are coming off the boats. Why not sink their ships? Why not attack their docks? They can't get reinforcements. Cut off their supply lines to Cyrodiil. This way, they can't get any reinforcements in Cyrodiil. Obviously, that wouldn't be a game mechanic, but still, from a lore perspective, it would make sense to attack the heart of your enemy. Otherwise, they're just going to keep regenerating, so to speak. So I think from a lore perspective, it could make sense. And definitely for exploration, it really does make sense.
Waterboy.
I think once down the road, when you do a lot of things, you PvE, you PvP, and you kind of get bored of the game, there's something else to go and do. Try out a different race. You know, if you are in High Elf, you can go and choose a different faction and search a new area. It gives you something to do. That's what I believe in.
Break.
All right. Well, you know, you said, Tim, you said something about exploration. I don't know if you've played all of the Elder Scrolls games, but you know how huge Morrowind is, how huge Skyrim is. Just imagine the whole Elder Scrolls Online. It's not just one zone. It's all of them. Imagine just having, you know, let's say you have vistas like in Guild Wars 2 where you can just explore everything. That would just be so, so huge to the point where it'd be just way too much. I don't even imagine how you can explore this entire realm.
Well, wow. First of all, I don't think the zones are going to be as big as they were in the RPGs. I think they said that, like, Cyrodiil itself is going to actually be a tad bit smaller than it was, just because you have to accommodate all those players that are going to be in there, and you have to keep battles close together so that people don't feel like they're in an empty war zone. Secondly, I think that having, you know, unlocked territories allows players, like I said, to explore, and it allows them to have those random encounters of open world PvP that we get in other MMOs. We have those experiences in other MMOs. Yes, they want to focus the battle in on Cyrodiil, and that does make sense from a gameplay standpoint, but I still think the spur of the moment battles that you can get by going to other zones is also something that open world PvPers want to see. They want to experience that.
I think Dan's going to agree with me here, but wouldn't just open, you know, gank PvP into the main zones just going to take away the PvP, you know, importance of Cyrodiil? So you have to fight for the realm, you know? This is where you should be. Why are you just going to go and make your ninja, you know, over there? It's just like, imagine, you know, it's just not multi-servers. It's one mega server. You're this PvE guy. Even if they have, you know, PvP flag, say you're in the PvE zone, and you have the known PvP flag, hey guys, I don't want to be ganked. Obviously the levels are going to have that up. So you go there, what's the point? You know, are you just, or if they don't have PvP flags, you go and kill level ones. Now imagine you're level one, gathering your stuff. What's going to happen? You have a bunch of people coming in at you, killing you in one mega server where everybody can just come and kill you. That would just be so frustrating for me.
Yeah, I also agree. Like, and two factions could team up on another faction, so they decide not to go in each other's areas, but go and take out this other faction. That's not a fair gameplay standpoint. So if you're trying to battle in Cyrodiil and you try and back out to get reinforcements or heal yourself up or something, and they're sitting behind you waiting to kill you while nothing's going on in their territory, that doesn't seem fair to me.
Well, maybe you wouldn't unlock all the territories within the entire realm of each faction. Maybe you would have kind of like how WoW has it, where the starter zones are kind of locked and the Horde can't go in and start killing people in the Alliance starter zone. Okay. But you can still go into that area and still attack players on the outskirts of that place. I just feel that being able to go into open world PvP outside of Cyrodiil is something that some PvPers are going to want eventually. You're going to be able to get open world PvP between keep sieges and stuff like that, and between the battles that you fight during, you know, like I said, during keep sieges. But I think being able to venture into another person's zone, another faction's zone, I should say, and killing players and getting that experience of open world PvP, true open world PvP, with no restrictions, no game mechanics, just the raw open world PvP, I think that's what players are going to miss when they play The Elder Scrolls Online, because they're not going to have that kind of game mechanic.
Interesting. Interesting. Huge, huge controversy right now in the whole TESOL community. It's peculiar that ZeniMax Online is currently having the faction locked territories, especially since all the predecessor Elder Scrolls games have revolved so much around exploration. But good debate, guys. Nice. And last, but certainly not least, this is a more recent controversy. This became sort of a big deal a couple weeks ago when, in a press interview, it was unveiled that, yes, there would be first-person point of view within The Elder Scrolls Online. However, at the cost that it will be the untraditional way that we as Elder Scrolls fans are used to. You won't be able to see your right hand and left hand. You won't be able to hold a sword and see it. You won't be able to, you know, see the shield that your character might be holding. If you're a mage, you won't be able to see your hand shooting fire, etc. It's going to be a non-traditional first-person point of view. Sophie, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I kind of think that they shouldn't have done it. Like, I think they should have left the first-person into the MMO, because it takes away the whole feel of all the Elder Scrolls games. I mean, this is The Elder Scrolls, you know, you're your guy and you just play first person most of the time. You go third once in a while, obviously. But just not having the option of going first, I don't agree with that, because I think they should put both. Even if you can get ganked, I mean, you should be able to switch between the two. You go PvP in Cyrodiil, fine, you go third person. You're in PvE, gathering your stuff, killing mobs or whatever, you should be able to keep your first person. Especially with arrows and magic, or whenever you have to aim for stuff, it's so much easier with first person, and it's just going to change the whole, it's going to change so much about the gameplay into the MMO. I'm kind of disappointed they made that decision.
Definitely, definitely. Tim LaPierre.
This is the Elder Scrolls, okay? And in every Elder Scrolls game, we have the option to play in first-person mode, just like we do in Skyrim, like I said. I mean, in every Elder Scrolls game, you can do that. Having your sword in one hand and your shield in the other hand, those are key elements to Elder Scrolls games. A lot of people play in third-person, a lot of people play in first-person, but I think taking this out and giving you the traditional just, there's nothing there, it's a blank screen, so to speak, it really takes away from the Elder Scrolls feel. They said that they want to make this game feel as authentic to the Elder Scrolls series as possible. Taking this out is a step in the wrong direction. It's a step backwards, not forwards.
Dan, what do you think?
When I play a game, I play competitively. You know, I hate losing. So why would you put yourself in that position? Third person, you're going to be able to see further, like a more screen. Like if you're in first person, you're just going to be able to see basically directly in front of you, more narrow. If you're third person, you're going to be able to see the sides and around you. So why would you put yourself already at a disadvantage? Why would you do that?
Why would you do that, Tim? Sophie, why would you guys do that?
Simply because it's the Elder Scrolls Online, and why would you want to take that option away from somebody? Not everybody plays the same way you do, Dan. Not everybody is a PvP competitive player. Some people want to play PvE like they have in the last three Elder Scrolls games, and they want to experience that first-person mode because it feels more alive to them. It feels more personal to them. They feel like they are their character from that first-person view. So, yes, being in third-person kind of gives you an advantage, but if you have both first person and third person and you can switch between them seamlessly, what difference does it make having both options in there when you can easily just switch between the two?
I agree.
When you play PvP or PvE, you just want to have the advantage that you can have. Like, yeah, you said it doesn't really matter when you're facing enemies that aren't real people, but what if they, you know, as I said, the enemies are smarter in this game. They work with each other. So what do they surround you? You're not going to be able to know if, like, how many are behind you if you are only using first person. If you're in third person, you're going to be able to see more of the screen. And if you do use first person, you're going to die a few more times, and it's going to be frustrating to you.
Some people like a challenge. Some people played Tor without using companions. It was a complete gimp for them. Some people play other games like WoW and they don't use sharpening stones or potions. Why? Because they don't want to deal with the hassle of using them. You're completely gimping yourself, but some people just prefer a challenge over the easy way out, so to speak. And besides, I mean, in real life, you can't see behind you anyways. So if you're trying to really RP and get into your character and really feel like you are your character, why would you want to be able to see behind you in the first place?
In first person.
Yeah, I don't see it the same way. To me, it's a game.
wait, hold on a sec. Sophie, go ahead.
Guys, okay. In the first person, I mean, nothing, if they want to have really put first person in through PvP, nothing stops them from, hey, you're first person, you have this pan camera, here's what's behind you. Like, hey, I mean, that's possible. Why wouldn't you think about it? You're going to PvE, fine. You don't need to pan. You don't need pan camera. But you're into Cyrodiil. You could have, you know, the little box thing and say, hey, you know, what's behind you? What's wrong with that? You know, like in your car, you freaking see behind you, like in your, you know.
Rear view mirror.
Yeah, Dan, what's wrong with that?
Well, like you said before, in real life, you can't see behind you, but this isn't real life. This is a game. Dragons don't exist. All these creatures don't exist. It's a game. So clearly you can see behind you because it's not real life. It's a game.
It's magic. You're super awesome. You can see everything, you know.
Yeah, but some people want to feel like they're playing, like they want to feel like they're living in this world. I mean, some people play the game competitively just because it's a game and they want a PvP or PvE, but some people play this game to, it's going to sound nerdy, but to escape the real life issues that they have in real life, or just to get away from all this and they RP to kind of live their character. And taking that element away from them, I think is pointless. If you give players both options with the option to seamlessly transition between both first person and third person, you know, with the scroll of your mouse, what difference does it make if you're able to do first person or not? Why should you penalize the people that want to play in first person just mm-hmm. because third person technically is a bigger advantage?
don't know. If they want real life, they should just go into war for real life or something.
What?
How should they feel the hits?
What kind of, what are you talking about?
You said they want to feel immersed. They want to.
Yeah, they don't want to die in real life. They want to feel like they're living in the Elder Scrolls.
Why don't they just go join the military? That's real life.
Wow. Right,
okay.
Going down.
Somebody wants
one down. Are you serious?
Yeah, that was a ridiculous remark. Like,
that was legitimate.
Because somebody wants to RP their character, they should go join the military and go start shooting people.
No, you said like, someone wants to immerse themselves in a world where they feel like,
yeah, in Tamriel, not Iraq.
All right. Fine.
Wow.
Fine.
Wow.
Clearly, I took it a little too far there, huh?
It's all right, guys. Anyways, great debate. Woo! Big bang at the end of that bad boy. All right. That was the first segment of our episode. The episode is almost over. What did you guys think about that? Tim, Sophie, Dan, could you just reassure to the audience that you're all still friends?
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, just so the audience knows, we had to debate, you know, on things we sometimes do not agree with, so it's all about the arguments. Don't take it on us.
Yeah, sometimes what we argue, we don't truly believe, but we have to, you know, put it out there just I don't know, just because.
Just for the sake of everything, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
did a great
just
job
for the
that,
sake
guys.
Of having some a good show. Uh-huh.
And it's taking turns.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if someone gets totally pooped on one end, you know, you can't let them constantly get pooped on, so you got to throw someone else in the hot seat, you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't have said it better myself, man. That carpentino, I think I'm crying now.
Dan, I know what you're saying. I think I get it. All right, let's move on to the most recent question of the week from AJ. Check it out.
Hi, my name is AJ LaSaracina, and I'm a customer support trainer working on the Elder Scrolls Online. Tamriel has many unique races, all with their strengths, triumphs, and histories. Which of the 9 available races will you choose to play as when the Elder Scrolls Online launches later on this year?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, I think our audience knows, the majority of our audience, people who have seen our show before, that we are all Altmer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fair to say. We're all Altmer.
That's the last time I checked.
All high elves.
Yep.
So, Sophie, yep. How about we spin it a little differently. What's a unique feature that your Altmer character is going to have to make her stick out?
Stick out? She's going to have sticky ears?
What?
Okay. My high elf is going to be blonde because my teens are always blonde for some reason. She's going to be tall and she's going to have a chest. She's going to have a. What do you want me to say? That's her feature.
She's going to have a chest.
No,
two
it's
arms,
just funny. It's just
legs,
funny. It's, I thought everyone has a chest,
a torso.
It's a cool, unique feature.
We're not describing our high elves. We're seeing why they stick out.
That's hilarious.
Unless,
Sophia, I
unless
think
you're
one reason though
specifically features within these features that might make them stick out, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, go ahead and tell your features that stick out then.
No. It was funny.
Yeah,
it was
never
funny.
Mind.
But I think one reason why all of your characters are blonde is because maybe you're blonde.
Yes. Right now I am,
right?
But that's not.
I'm just making an assumption.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But okay, all right, so cool. So blonde hair, is that the thing that's going to make your Altmer unique?
No, I hope they're gonna have like super tattoos. You know, like I like to have facial tattoos.
Cats.
Yeah. For casters, wow. Mage needs to have some symbols. You know, like runes or something, because it looks great. I think.
Okay.
Or piercings, or you know, scars, or.
What do you want a tat of?
I like a moon, you know? Moon in the forehead. That looks cool.
This sounds like a target to me.
No, it's not. It's a
Right. Okay.
All right. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
You're making fun of me. That's not cool.
I would absolutely not make fun of you. So I'd never do that.
It could be a heart or a star if you prefer.
Sure. Or a bullseye.
Yeah. All right. So what about La French guy?
My high elf is just, he's not probably going to be that unique, to be honest with you. I don't like making characters stick out that much. Like when I play like the Elder Scrolls Skyrim or even Oblivion, okay, my even in Tor, like all my characters, they never have scars, they never have like burn marks, tattoos, now none of my characters have tattoos, and the most they might have is like a crazy hairdo, okay? Like in WoW, I kind of sometimes picked a crazy color. I know when I played RuneScape, my guy had like blue hair. That's as like crazy as I get. Okay.
Wow.
I don't really like. I typically play humans when I play most MMOs, anyways. So I'm not really. I guess when it comes to my characters, the way they look, they're pretty.
Blue hair is pretty.
Unoriginal.
Okay.
I don't know. I have some friends that have blue hair.
I think blue hair is pretty unique.
Yeah.
I have one friend that does.
I don't think my Alex's gonna have blue hair. He'll probably have blonde hair. But that's probably as unique as any yet. I'll save the uniqueness maybe perhaps for the armor. Maybe I can make his armor look unique. I hope.
Okay. Okay. Cool. And Grizzly Boy.
To be honest with you, I have no idea. I'll know when I have the game in front of me and I'm actually playing it. Because to be honest with you, I really don't know. Like, when I create characters or names, I just kind of look through all the options that I have and just pick what I like the most. And
Tell us. What is something that could be one of those options?
I have absolutely no idea. I don't know what there's
no idea
be
from previous games.
I can tell you one thing, though. It will be good. A male.
Okay. Good start. Good. Unique.
I mean, that's the foundation I can give you guys, because I don't know. I mean, once the game comes out and I choose it, I'll let you guys know.
Do you guys
we'll come back to
you.
Maybe here.
You guys think into the MMO compared, you know, to the real games, are they gonna put characters that look, you know, realistic like in the other ones, or are they gonna enable us to do crazy features like say Terra? People can have super big heads, you know, super short, or be super fat, or really, really ugly.
I doubt that they would allow that customization. I think the Elder Scrolls itself has a very deep customization like toolkit. But I really doubt that they're going to allow you to make your character, like, uber fat. You know, like, body type 4 in Tor was like, you know, you're this big round guy that's running around. Okay? I really doubt that they're going to give you that option.
But you can pick your age, right? You can pick your age. So you can always have
probably,
an old man.
Yeah. I mean, you can pick your age. Yeah, right. You can make an old man or something like that. But,
and that's okay. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to allow you to make, like, super spiked up hair that's, like, blue and pink and, like, white on top. I think they would kind of frown upon that, because that's not really, you know.
Dane, how about you tell us that? How old is your character going to be?
I don't know. It kind of depends on how I'm feeling that day.
You're going to make your character as old or as young as he is on a whim. Okay.
Yeah, so if I'm feeling, like, knowledgeable and wise that day, he's going to be older. But if I'm, like, energetic and ready to go, he's going to be younger, you know?
It's interesting.
That's how I feel.
You do know, like, these characters kind of, like, stay around for a while, right? That's
okay. Yeah, but once I make a decision, I'm cool with it, so.
Dan, tell us one of the names of your characters in past games.
Oh, boy.
This is hilarious.
On War Z, you can make 5 character names. One of them was Brad Lightman.
Okay.
I like that one. Second one was Kronos Patrizio. Third one was Juta Kutle. He's actually real. He is the god of fire for the Aztecs back in the day. My fourth one, I needed a girl character, so I made Adriana Valero. And my fifth one is my primary character, which I go
okay,
by
so,
as Energetic.
Okay, so what are you going to name your character in Tiso, then?
Oh. I have no idea. Probably Energized Bunny. Okay, that's what I'll go with.
That follows the lore. Gee, whoa. Episode 16, The Great Debate is finished. Holy smokes. Great episode, guys and gals. Tim, Dan, Sophie, thank you for being in such sports and participating and still being friends and having a great, educated
thank you.
Debate. Sophie, tell us where you're at.
You can follow me. You can follow me. Where are you at? I'm like, I'm in my room. Okay. You can follow me at Eater Breakout on Facebook and Twitter, and Sophie Breakout on YouTube.
Excelente. Dan the Man, where are you?
I'm on Twitter, and you can follow me at Dan Del Signor.
And Tim LaPerrier.
I'm on Twitter, even though I don't really tweet that much. In fact, I haven't tweeted at all. I'm still working on that. I'm going to be doing that very soon, I assure you.
Spent
but
3 weeks.
You can follow me on Twitter in preparation for my tweeting at @law_French_guy. And I'm around on Troll Scroll, so you can check out the forums and do a little type in there, and I'll get back to you there, too. So
there you go. The Great Debate, episode number 16. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you next week. Cheerio.
See ya.
Tom, you didn't say follow us at Real Troll Scroll and trollscroll.com.